following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's Doug Gottlieb. The new year is here, and it's time to get serious about getting in shape. I'm talking about P90X. For the past 2 years, I've been passionate about P90X. Why? I lost 13 pounds, 2 inches on my waist. It changed my life. Of course, everyone experience is different, but for me, P90X has gotten me in the best shape of my life. And now there's P90X2. That's Tony Horton's all-new program. P90X2 builds on P90X, but it's also all about performance, improving athleticism, coordination, and stabilization. It's designed to make you a better overall athlete. So which program is for you? Look, if you haven't tried the original P90X, you want to get absolutely ripped in 90 days, start with that. Trust me, you're going to get the best shape of your life. But if you want to go next level, go to P90X2. Join me, make the commitment today. 2012 is here, guys. No more excuses. There's a 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-832-7575. That's 800-832-7575. Or visit ESPNRadio.com/Doug now. 800-832-7575. Or visit ESPNRadio.com/Doug.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy post-show meeting.
I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I'm going to be gone tomorrow. I'm going to be gone tomorrow.
Now fast forward to when Daddy gets home.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely. I have nobody.
At this low point, somebody reaches out to Daddy with an important message.
Is it time to go and get and catch your baseball caps? Put on backwards, put on some shoes, but nothing else, and roam the streets of whatever city you may inhabit.
That's right, Daddy says. With Doug gone, I'll be able to wear my hat backwards, because we all remember the last time somebody did that.
Put your hat on right. Put your hat on right. Santa dress code. Put your hat on right.
Daddy asks himself,
why would you be that miserable a person?
And what about not wearing anything else?
I mean, if there's a train wreck, you look at it, right?
Good attitude, Daddy. So what you're telling me is you're gonna thug out? How much money you packing?
I got a roll of lettuce.
Sound like enough to get us in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome. Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We'll take you up to the noon hour here. Then turn things back over to the National boys. Doug's out today, taking care of some business in Lincoln with his mother, just so you know where Douglas is. And so Jeff's in here, and Damon Day's sitting in for Douglas. So we're going to fill this hour. We're going to talk a little NFL football because one of us here is more into the Tebow craze than the other one. And one person's been involved with baseball. We'll talk to him about his baseball team. We'll talk to Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald as well. You can chime in on any of the variety of topics, or if you got a topic that you don't think we've missed or whatever, you can shoot that into the Dem Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or give us a call, 888-455-3776. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. You guys are practicing already. Not really a baseball feel, especially this week. Kind of was the last 2 weeks, but how's things going?
Good. You know, a little windy the past couple of days, so we got forced to change our practice around a little bit. I told them during the week, we're going outside no matter what, and then I think everybody showed up on, I think it was Thursday. Everybody kind of gave me the look like, is he serious? So we went inside and we'll be back at it today at 2. So we're definitely excited to get it kicked off. And, you know, this time of year, you kind of got to plan your practices around the NFL games. You know, I mean, you want to be tough on the guys, but you also don't want to be that guy when nothing's going to get accomplished at practice because they're all worried about the games. So it's like when I first got to Nebraska, we used to practice during Husker games. I realized after about 3 of them, that's the most worthless thing I've ever done. So I realized to keep them focused for those time frames is better. And this crew's worked hard. So we're going to be excited. We're going to be out on the field this weekend. Hopefully Sunday will be our first practice on the new field. And we're getting ready to roll.
You mentioned the new field. Give folks an update. What's going on? Is it down, totally done?
It's down. It's totally laid. Today they're filling in the rubber, and tomorrow they'll do all the handwork around the field as far as just nipping and tucking and picking everything up, and then they're hoping to roll out of town here tomorrow afternoon. So we're looking at early Sunday afternoon for our first practice, and to say we're ecstatic about it would be an understatement.
Yeah, it looks to take care of 99% of the rain outs. I guess if it's a deluge of rain or something, you won't be playing. But other than that.
Actually, you can only the only time you can't play is when it's actually pouring.
Right.
I mean, after that, I mean, you're right on it. Like, lickety-split type of thing. So, can't believe I just said lickety-split.
Well, but, that's fine.
But, hey, no, it just kind of goes to show you how excited we are about it. Because the thing that's awesome about it is truly a community-based project, as I always say, is with the city jumping in and UNK and Kearney American Legion. I mean, it really puts baseball, that facility, in the forefront of facilities, not only regionally anymore. I mean, when you start talking about Division II in high school Legion fields, you got to start talking nationally that they're up there as some of the best. And so moving to the MIAA, that's something that's exciting. We just got our MIAA schedule a couple weeks ago. And next year's home opener, February the 15th against Lincoln University.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, huh? Yeah. And everybody.
So bring your lovely lady on up to Memorial Field for a weekend of MIAA baseball.
Now, obviously, if you said the cream of the crop as far as stadiums go in the RMAC, you play the Junior College World Series at Mesa. Yep. Yep. That would obviously be at the I guess not seeing the facility, but and then UNK would have been second in the deal.
Yep.
When you go to the MIAA, who has a nice facility?
Us in Central Missouri and Emporia. They're kind of the three that really. Have the facilities to hopefully keep us where we need to be. You know, scholarship wise we're behind, but facilities wise we're right there. And you know, the owner of the Houston Astros is a beneficiary to Central Missouri baseball. He played there.
Nice.
Yeah. So they
friends. I'm a friend of the program.
Yes. That's... Yeah. So there.
You've got people like me, which is great. That's so nice. I got your back, but. Not much in the back pocket.
So facilities-wise, we're right where we need to be, and hopefully, you know, we'll continue to get the support of people and get that scholarship money up to where we need it to be and that budget money where we need to be. But just extraordinarily proud of the facilities and what we've been able to kind of build up there over the last 7-8 years.
Opener for the baseball team this year?
February the 11th in Denver.
February the 11th, so basically a month. We got a month left.
Yeah.
Do you get every day? I mean, the NCAA steps out of your way, you're full bore now?
We have to have our one day off a week.
One day.
And we can only practice 20 hours a week.
Well, that's fair enough, isn't it? I mean, everybody's on the same page there. And
oh, yeah.
That used to be that you could play the teams in the South when you guys would start playing February, middle of February, like Nebraska. Those teams in the South would come in and be 13-3, have 16 games. NCAA eliminated that. Yeah. For all parties now, and so the start
February the 1 is the first time in Division 2 you can start, and then obviously Division 1, they went with the 3-week. Everybody has to start on the same date. So they've done some things to kind of level the playing field there, but you know, you can't complain about the weather. You chose to live here.
Yeah, there you go.
So
who's the power on the team? Leader of home runs at the end of the year is who for you guys?
Oh, wow. I'm going to go with Chandler Clutie.
Oh, local kid.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Clutie. And it'll probably be 3 or 4.
Well,
the new bats have just changed the game. I mean, last year we probably had one of the most prolific home run hitters in Andrew Hickey in the nation. And I think he had 10. So, and he hit some balls. I mean, he did some things with those bats.
You can hit them on the screws and they're not going out, huh?
No, not at all. I mean, so... They definitely, I mean, they got what they wanted. They wanted games to be faster and less offense. I mean, look at the College World Series.
You like that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't like it from the standpoint of I don't think it makes our game marketable. But from a competitive standpoint, it helps level the playing field. So when you are at a disadvantage scholarshipping-wise or financially speaking as compared to some teams, you know, those guys stockpile players. You know, Central Missouri is the type of school that, oh, you're being recruited by UNK. Oh, here's some money, and then you'll never play. It's
right.
Like, you know, so they kind of the old way of doing some things. And so the bats definitely level that playing field.
I thought one of the niches for the college game was the bat.
Yes.
That people showed up, especially Omaha. And people are going to show up in Omaha because College World Series in the town just supports it really, really well. And not just Omaha, but the surrounding communities and whatnot. But I thought the niche... The 8-2, you weren't out of it. You know, when those bats were going and there was gorilla ball and that, I think that turned people, even away that are huge major league fans, for at least 10 days, when those games were on, boom. they were into college baseball because it was never over until you got two outs in the ninth and you were up by eight runs. And you thought, okay, we kind of got this deal. But until then, weird things could happen.
Oh, without a doubt, the bats have changed everything. And I mean, I understand it's a little bit of a safety issue, but the whole traditionalists who say, oh, it's more like hitting with a wood bat, this, that. Well, these are college players. These aren't pro guys. You know, I remember my college coach always telling our hitters when they're like, you know, I need to hit with wood during batting practice for the scouts can see me. And my coach used to always say, and Coach O's been around for 40 years, he used to always say, don't show them anything. Make them pay you first, and then you can prove to them that you can hit with wood. Well, you know, you don't need to prove anything to them early. And nowadays, everybody wants to hit with wood and this, that, and it. You know, it kind of is what it is. The new bats have definitely changed how the game is played. I mean, bunting and hit and run and being able to steal and being aggressive on the base paths. I mean, that has brought the game back to a level of that you don't see anymore.
Suits your style, really.
Right.
I mean,
oh, without a doubt. And that's what was fun about watching. If you really love baseball, that's what was fun was watching those South Carolina games and Florida games. Right. There were some bunts, and I mean, they were probably some of the they lacked the home run ball this year in Omaha. But I don't know if I can remember a more riveting CWS.
Yeah.
Just for late inning heroics, defensive plays.
Give up an out, get a guy to second, and say, "Let's we got two chances to get a base hit and knock in a run, and we'll take one or two runs, scrape them out anyway with claw and." Claw away at it and scrape away at it, and hopefully get two's good enough, and we'll do that three innings and call it good.
Yeah, and I think that's what you kind of lose the guy off the street or just a casual. Oh wow, that was an exciting home run, 13-11. You know, I think baseball fans they love to see the bunt run, the steals. I mean, it adds for an atmosphere. So definitely some changes coming down the road. I mean,
fastest player on your team,
Alex Miller.
He gets on first base. He's going to second base.
Yeah, he can run. Him and Reed Carter.
Where are those boys from?
Alex Miller's from Millard West, and Reed Carter's from Castle Pines, Colorado.
Didn't mean to put you on a spot.
No,
it's not like I wanted to drill you. Like, oh gosh, no. I don't remember where he's from. But.
Nope. So, both very very fast.
Leading pitcher or start
Mike Loesky. He was 10-2 for us last year. Him and Mike Nowak. Mike and Mike.
When those guys see him in the RMAC and they come back the next year, is that an advantage for them? Or when you're 10-2, you're just pretty overpowering and pretty good?
No, I think it's going to be a huge advantage for Mike Loesky.
Oh, it's a huge advantage for the pitcher, not the other team.
I think it's a huge advantage for the pitcher. And I think we're expecting huge things out of Mike Nowak for us this year. And so those two guys will kind of anchor us. And then we got some mid-semester transfer help with Adam Peters, who transferred from the University of Nebraska. And so he was a Lincoln Southeast guy. So,
take all the help you can get from the boys down the road. They're trying to turn it around. Any thoughts going in the Big Ten? Obviously, a whole different baseball.
Just as an outsider looking in, I mean, you look at the Big Ten jump in every sport, it was awesome. It's been a great thing. Unfortunately for my guys down the man.
It's totally the other way.
I mean, oh, my God. Like, they went from being in the top three baseball conferences in the nation to probably being in one of the
12. I mean, I think it was 12th last year, 11th or something.
I mean, it's unfortunate for them. It's, you always got to kind of be politically correct. But, man, baseball in the Big Ten.
And you go from having that facility down there to playing on literally a Legion Field in –
I bet you half the schools in the Big Ten would die for Memorial Field. Yeah. To have their own locker room, weight room, indoor hitting facility with a turf infield, all those things, I bet you half of the Big Ten schools would.
When you get those Lincoln and Omaha kids and they see the facility, are they.
Now it's our number one. Obviously, number one is the education. And being a top 10 school,
when they used to come, you go, "We'll show you that later."
Exactly.
What's your major? Let's show you what building you've been taking classes in.
You know, but you know, Memorial's always been nice, and that's probably the coolest thing is we've just done a lot of touch ups. I mean, the Legion has done a phenomenal job over the past 30, 40 years of making that a special place. And I think what UNK's and with in a partnership with the city and the Legion over the last 5 or 6 years is done just a lot of the amenities type of stuff. It's always been a great field, but we've just kind of updated it over the past couple of years. And so that's something that we're real proud of. But, you know, that's just a lights out. That's just a special, special facility. And a lot of kids, I think, in this area from small towns everywhere, they all want to come to Kearney and play.
Now you're growing up in Big Ten country. Baseball, you got high school baseball where you're from?
Oh, yeah.
High school baseball. You won high school baseball in Western Nebraska? I mean, you like that or not? I mean, are you pro or con, or doesn't matter to you?
You know, it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, I'm a supporter of it type of thing. I'm only a supporter of it, though, if it doesn't affect the summer program, because the summer program is so special when there's a lot of goodness. There's just a lot about playing baseball in the summer as opposed to, you know, here it's just a logistical thing. You know, and you don't want to come out in support of it or against it because you don't want to get on that political hot button issue and things like that, you know. But there's just a lot of logistics of who they're going to play.
First of all, just temperature-wise, most of your games, obviously Grand Island be the closest, but then Lincoln and Omaha, you want to play them during the day where the temperatures are at, you know, so you're missing a bunch of – I mean, there's a lot of things against it. I see why people want to play it. A lot of schools
I think the whole answer to the whole high school baseball thing is it lies more with the Lincoln and Omaha schools. Will they come play us? Will they come out here? I mean, you can't have a schedule where all 28 of your games are on the road or all 19 of your games are all on the road.
Play a doubleheader with Grand Island 14 times, get your 28 games in.
Right. You know, that's kind of what, you know, so – you know, it definitely has its pros and cons, and there's a lot of people who've decided that right now it's not for the best interest of the high school kids or the high schoolers. And so I trust in their decision-making process that they have all the true facts, you know, logistics of it, finances of it, you know, all those types of things. And so, you know, I'm either neither here nor there.
UNK baseball coach Damon Day sitting in with us for Doug on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Big weekend of football coming up, Coach. You know that. Big, big games. I know you're a Tebow fan.
Huge Tebow fan.
I know we're going to talk about this in the second segment of the show, but they've got your steaks waiting for you. They got your burgers waiting for you. Folks, check out the bacon. Check out the hamburger at Troutman's Quality Meats. It's different. Check it out. Taste the difference. We say it all the times. Flat iron steaks. $8.19 a pound right now. What a buy. Some garlic sausage fresh out of the smokehouse. Check out the great selection of seafood available for you. You need a meat and cheese tray. You got a Christmas party still going on. You want to show up and don't be the guy that just brings a bag of chips. That's right. Troutman's Quality Meats. They're waiting for you. Carrie's the friendly face behind the counter. Check them out today. Troutman's Quality Meats, a girl's best friend. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Let's take a break. We come back. We'll get into the NFL action after this.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too?
The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery, but Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four, so you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last, in-store only. Ends 1/28. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-226-8184. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with a BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-226-8184.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
For generations, Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products have been supplying Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings with quality concrete and masonry needs. Both locations offer years of experience with anchor segmental retaining walls that will enhance the beauty and the value of your home or business. Call today for professional guidance with your unique landscaping or retaining wall project at no additional cost to you. Kearney Cretin Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Mostly lingering cloud cover, followed by some breaks of sun developing during the day today. Could still see a few flurries in some areas early as well, followed by highs of 39 with wind staying out of the west. Tonight, we'll head back to 21. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 32.
Huh, thank God we're back. We're about ready to get into a fight. Wow, I cannot believe that just came out of Coach Day's mouth. He thinks the Browns and the Broncos are very similar teams. Defensively.
They're the exact same teams, except the Broncos play in a weaker division, and they got Tim Tebow. We got Colt McCoy, and we play in the toughest division.
What happened to Colt McCoy in the preseason when he looked like the second coming of Joe Montana?
It was the preseason.
I know, but he still looked pretty good, and people gave raving reviews heading into this season.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, if you play for the Cleveland Browns, or if you're traded to the Cleveland Browns, or you have anything to do that's Brown, you should retire.
By the way, the NFL, my friends at the Pro Football Weekly, they always have something interesting on the final page, and they've got every team's records are made to be broken for every NFL team. So with the Browns, you would certainly expect something to do with punting because they punted a lot. And that's what it was. The Browns punter Brad Maynard tied Brian Wagner's team record 32. He did that in 1989 for most punts inside the 20-yard line. Most punts inside the... What other teams? What other crap? I mean, you would think that the Patriots and the Breeze setting the record over Marie. I mean, those are some obvious ones. But what team, give me another team you want to know what record they set. Who's just terrible this year?
Okay. What about the Colts?
The Colts, Donald Brown's 80-yard touchdown run in week 15 tied for the longest run in franchise history.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just the Vikings, who did not play that well. Defensive end Jared Allen set the team's single-season sack record with 22.
It wasn't even one away from the net. What was Strahan's record?
Must have been 21. 22?
22 and a half. Tied it.
I don't know. Was there saying that was... I don't know, but every team's in here with one record or another, which they happen to break. We go to the...
What about Duda's Cowboys?
Duda's Cowboys? Let's see. Well, they're my Cowboys, too. DeMarco Murray set that single game, 253 yards rushing.
Okay. God, Tony, he broke, like, who had it before? Tony Dorsett?
I would.
Emmitt Smith?
Herschel Walk? Interesting. Mike from Minden joins us on the Bruce Fancher fan line. How are you, Mike?
Mike, this is Mark, formerly of Minden, fellas.
Oh, Mark, bad. What's going on?
Hey, it must be Christmas because I'm back in the area and my favorite guest host is on. You don't know how happy I am. And So this is fantastic.
It's the little things we do for you, Mark.
Hey, Coach, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Hey, my new job, we have meetings every year, and last year I was all excited because they spent a week in Orlando. I get my itinerary a couple weeks ago, and it's in Cleveland in February. I need some help. I was so disappointed. But what can I do to save this trip?
Oh, well, first of all, you got to go to the Winking Lizard.
Yeah, okay.
You want to talk about wings. It's Winking Lizard in Cleveland. You got to go to the one downtown. That's what you want to do for food. For nightlife, don't go out.
Okay.
Don't go out.
Room service.
Yeah. For nightlife, you don't want to be caught downtown after dark. And then and then make sure you make it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm not a rock and roll guy, but it is actually a very, very cool place to go.
Yeah. I was there for my last job for a week in the first week of December, and it was so cold we didn't even leave the hotel, so we didn't do anything. So thanks for taking my call, and I'll see you guys later.
Thanks, Mark.
Winking Lizard.
The Winking Lizard. That's a BW3s type deal,
yeah,
or something.
It's a Northeast Ohio type chain deal.
The Winking Lizard, nice.
Yeah, but don't go out in Cleveland. Now that LeBron's gone and whatnot,
you still a Cavaliers fan?
Me?
No. Strahan, 22.5 sacks. So just
right, that's what the debate was.
Okay.
It was about how he hugged Favre, and
yeah,
Allen said he earned the record, and Strahan got all upset about it. And
I like Strahan, and I like old Jared Allen gets after it about, you know, playing for a team like that. It'd be real easy to go about a third the speed.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
Make sure you don't hurt yourself.
By the way, our Dallas Cowboys, disgustingly enough, we told you Bill Callahan was the offensive line coach. Now he's the offensive coordinator. But Jason Garrett is the one that's been doing all the play calling duties. I don't know. Last year, John Garrett and this Hudson Hauk or Hawk, he was the guy that had been around forever and ever, 29 years. And they split the run-pass coordinator titles last year. But now, if they have to, I mean, But his offense was never really the problem with Billy Callahan. We just scored points in Nebraska.
I understand.
I could have just rushed for 250 yards a game against the defense.
I understand a traumatic situation like you're in right now. Justification and trying to find silver lining is what you're grasping at right now. But I can only sit here and imagine the look on Duda's face when he hears that Billy C is the new OC in Dallas.
I wonder if Stu Pospisil knew that Bill Callahan was the new offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. How are you, Stu?
Good. Is it offensive coordinator or offensive line?
Well, now supposedly his title also includes offensive coordinator.
Personally, it's just another reason not to follow the Cowboys. I've never been a huge Cowboys fan. Daddy and I differ on several things, and that's one of those.
Well, who is your NFL team?
You know, I'm really whacked in this regard. I'm one of the few that like the Packers and the Bears, and I know this shouldn't happen. But I'm born in Nebraska. My Packer allegiance goes back to Jerry Tagge when he was with the Packers. Daddy, you weren't even or barely born at that point.
Yes, he and played the for Bears the Huskers, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he got, crossed the goal line against LSU once and threw to Johnny Rodgers a couple times during his career. He was pretty dang good. And then the Bears, because some of my best buddies back here in the media business are huge Chicago fans. You know them, like Bob Horder.
Right.
And so, when he became a Cubs fan, he became a Bears fan, too. So twice a year I'm very conflicted. You know, other people may say I'm conflicted all the time, but, that's Bears and the Packers. I kind of like that black and blue division. You even have to, follow the Lions now with Sue. Vikings, I still, that's the one I can't wrap my arms around.
Well, there'll be plenty of time to ponder that, Stu. So yeah, through
like, okay.
Ponder. He's a quarterback now, but nonetheless, we got through the fall break or the Christmas break, had the tournament action. Now we're into the second week in February, wrapping up with the second week in February or in January.
January. Let's not rush this, okay? If it's the second week of February, I'd be out watching Tino's tourney and doing district wrestling results at the same time. So let's hold off a little bit, okay?
Fair enough, Stu. Over the holidays. Anybody come from off the radar to impress you?
Not really. I think it's kind of a cut and dried year. I think some teams still have to gel a little bit, and I think that I salute the teams. There's a good handful plus of teams that are willing to go out and play each other in the small school ranks. I'm thinking of St. Cecilia. I know Kearney Catholic's got a really tough schedule. Minden, Ravenna, Gretna back here, they're kind of playing one another, and I salute those coaches because it's only going to make their teams better come tourney time. They're going to get tested. They may get a loss or two more than maybe what they deserve, but, they're trying to get their teams better.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. One of the great games in the States, Stu, and I believe you were there, was Norfolk taking on Gaselle and the boys from Sioux City. Just an incredible atmosphere, first of all, I think, for high school basketball. And I think we had a great atmosphere for Ravenna Minden the other night. But that was one of the highlights of this season so far, wasn't it, that night?
Oh, it was. You had a perfect crowd. You had a game that, took me back 30 years to when teams wanted to score and could play defense. I mean, they just pushed the ball. I guess that's the bottom line, Daddy, is the teams don't push the ball the way they used to. They wait and they walk the ball up and they look to see what the defense is set in, and rather than trying to make the defense adjust to the offense, it's just the other way around. And basketball is really hurting in some precincts, but not last Saturday night. That was a hoopster's dream night.
How many did Gaselle go for?
He had 32. Alex Sterkel had 31 points and 20 rebounds for Norfolk.
Wow.
He was the difference. He was the X factor in that game because Sessu, they're mostly perimeter oriented. They've got a couple 6'4" kids. They've done a nice job on the Woodbury kid from Sioux City East that is going to be Gaselle's teammate at Iowa. Had done a good job on him when I saw them in December, but they didn't have an answer or a plan really to stop Sterkel. And, Sterkel's one of the better post players in Class A, if not the state, and he's just really developed this year.
Stu, everybody's looking for that out of city team to win a title. Is Norfolk, could they be that team?
If there was a year that Central wasn't as good as it is, I think we're looking, Daddy, at maybe an undefeated state final, and I've got to do a little bit more research. I've got a couple years where I'm missing records for teams in the championship game, and I had done all those about 15 years ago that appear in the state tourney program, but some of the parochials I've had trouble getting numbers on through the years. But this is if Central and Norfolk get to Lincoln undefeated and get to the state championship game, it's at least the first time in 75 years that we've been between undefeated teams. And yeah, it's very possible. I don't see Central losing unless there's, they had their C-minus game and somebody that's good brings their A game, kind of when Tiger was in his prime, how that worked. And Norfolk, I don't see a lot of pitfalls lying in wait for the Panthers before state either.
Well, interesting stuff. And obviously, Class A, would you say overall down this year?
Oh, I think so. I think I'm reflecting that in how my overall top 10's been constructed, with three Class B teams and a C1 in Boystown. And I saw Boystown the other night. The Cowboys would be out at the Heartland Hoops Classic in February, and they've got Class A talent. I was really impressed with them, and I'm not ruling out possibly an appearance by Ravenna, because the Gretna scorekeeper told me that Ravenna had been the best team Gretna had played to date, and that was before they got mauled by Boystown. But I know Ravenna's solid. What they did to Minden a couple nights ago, I'm sure wasn't a fluke. Ravenna's just that good, and they very well could run the table.
Now, Stu, we think Ravenna's a very, very talented team. They showed that the other night versus Minden. They took care of Shelton last night. Now number two Sutton looks to be, you know, number two, but it looks to be a real uphill battle for them as well. Just your thoughts about those two teams facing off next Tuesday.
Well, I'm planning to be there. I've got an opportunity to be out that way, and I think that's kind of a must to see what maybe the next best team in C2 looks like against Ravenna and playing on its home court. You know, you've got Reed Wiebe and Steve Sponsberg's son. I mean, it's a senior-laden group, and you know, but so is Ravenna. So I think it's a good road test for Ravenna. They've done some good things, obviously, already. But I think their two biggest wins have been at home. Correct me if I'm wrong. Minden and Gretna.
Right.
And, you know, so this is a good time to take the show on the road and, you know, see what happens when the 1,100 seats aren't all in your favor.
Well, I think that's a real good point. Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. Stu, Class B, you got three teams in the all-class top 10. Of anybody else close to those three, or have they set themselves apart in B?
Well, they've gotten the jump on people. I still look at, you know, Lincoln Pius, who, you know, a lot of people were thinking was, you know, of a number two, number three type caliber ranking in the preseason. They've had a couple close losses. I think that they're only going to get better as the year goes along. Omaha Gross and Omaha Scott do battle tonight over at Gross. I think Gross is one of the better players in Class B, and Dylan Travis, who is one of these rare players who had a streak of 330-plus games in a row, kind of reminds you a little bit of Turner Faye last year for Grand Island CC, not quite Turner's numbers, but pretty close. So I think there's some teams that given night can take on those three. I've heard that Scotts Bluff's very good and that Zach Lemons is still not 100% coming off of some type of foot leg injury off season. So if he gets back to full strength with what else they have, their only loss is a 7-pointer to Norfolk on neutral court. So the Bearcats are solid. I'm going to see Beatrice and South Sioux tomorrow. That's going to dictate a lot. Beatrice always plays South Sioux tough. Jim Weeks always seems to come up with a defense that can slow down South Sioux. Doesn't always win, but you know, if he can keep the tempo on his liking, could be an interesting game up there.
Stu, have you heard much about an individual from Elwood that just continually puts up points in the Hodgson kid?
What's his name?
Elwood. It's a Hodgson kid, I believe. Scored 45 before Christmas. Had 30 over 30 several times. Any word on
okay,
him?
Okay. Yeah, I think I had him in the prep notables once. I haven't seen a whole lot of stats from him. But have you seen him yet?
I have not saw him yet. But I keep getting more and more people saying, "Now you got to come see this kid. You got to come see him." So maybe he is a real deal out here in Central Nebraska.
Well, keep him on the radar and. You know, conference tourneys will tell you a lot, too. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, I don't want to jump ahead because we're not that far away from them, are we?
No. The River Cities in Omaha kind of kicks it off next week because you'll have, you know, Gross, Scott, Beatrice, South Sioux, Roncalli. Those are five pretty dang good ball clubs, and Ralston is a six. So that, you know, the Class B tourneys, that's usually the one I anticipate because of the overall strength. The Central 10, you know, just isn't quite what it used to be, and the Southwest is kind of a mixed bag anymore.
Stu, I'm going to switch gears on you. A little high school wrestling going on tonight. Kearney and Madison get it going before the Huskers. They did it last week with Grand Island and Scott. I think it's a great atmosphere for the kids, a fun deal to get some fans out to support not only the high school kids but the Huskers as well. Pretty neat deal they've really put together, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Brian Snyder down there at Nebraska has come up with a golden idea to help every aspect of the wrestling community, from the high schools to just giving Nebraska some exposure. And, you know, Tom McCann you talk about deans of coaches. What, is this his 43rd year or something like that at Kearney? He's willing to help other people, too, besides his own team. You know, to go over and face top-ranked Madison. I know he's got a duel with Battle Creek later in the year. He likes to wrestle different people, and, not all, actually, I'd say Class A has only some of the top wrestlers in the state. I think B and C are usually talent troves themselves. So I think it's a great opportunity, for the Bearcats to come in. We're going to have Sam McKeon cover it before he covers the big Nebraska-Iowa duel tonight. So, it's certainly helped kind of, pick up the midseason interest in wrestling, and that's good.
Yeah, I think it certainly is good. Just a little side note, I believe my buddy, little Bam Bam, Hunter Bamford, goes for win number 100 in Lincoln tonight. He'll be 101 should he win tonight.
Wow. Junior.
Junior. Yep, two times.
That's something, Daddy, that, 100 used to be a great number.
Right.
And obviously as a junior, it's a great number. But when these kids are starting to wrestle 50 matches a year, probably after this year, I'm going to, to get qualified for prep notables. It's probably got, you may be looking at 125 or 150 as your number.
Yeah.
Just because of how they've restructured wrestling. Basically, the coaches have used the rules to their advantage and create all these dual tournaments. And, in another year, we're going to see what a state dual championship looks like and if it can sustain itself. I think that's for all the work the coaches have done, they've got to show that they can draw people to a state duels championship, because even in a place as Matt Crazy as Iowa, it hasn't fared well, and they're going to have to try it this year, the day before the state tourney starts over in Des Moines, and that's got a lot of coaches grumbling because of the possibility of injury.
Stu Possibles from the Omaha World Herald. Stu, we'll let you out of here. You got anything else folks out here need to know about?
No, I'd say circle your calendars for February 2nd, because that's the night that five-time state champion out of 6 years, Omaha Central, comes to Kearney. And I want to say that Kearney believes it's the first time that a OPS team, a Central Omaha team, comes into Kearney to play in the field house there. Be an interesting night, I think, for the Eagles, but I'm not sure Kearney's got the horsepower to stay with them this year.
Stu, thanks so much for the time. You're always gracious with it. We appreciate it here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you. Have a great, great weekend.
You too. See you, Daddy.
Stu Pospis will always get to catch up with Stu as all of our guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fed by our friends at Burger King. Full menu served all day long. Want a burger, Whopper Jr. in the morning? Boom goes dynamite. Out the window it goes to you. Two locations in Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema. Also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Picture this. You're on your way home after work. You check your iPhone and see an urgent request that needs immediate attention. But you don't want to do a UE. You don't want to go back to the office to log onto your computer. I have a better way. Use Citrix's new Go to My PC app for iPhone. It's like having your work computer right in your pocket. Take care of last-minute requests from anywhere. With Go to My PC app for iPhone, you can edit PowerPoints, work on any file right from your iPhone. You can log on to your Mac or PC with Go to My PC app for iPads, too. Listen, my wife uses this regularly, and it saves her so much time and so many headaches. You don't want to do a UE in the road. Just head home and use Go to My PC app for iPhone. Try and Go to My PC today. We've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's gotomypc.com, try it free, promo code Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly lingering cloud cover, followed by some breaks of sun developing during the day today. Could still see a few flurries in some areas early as well, followed by highs of 39 with wind staying out of the west. Tonight, we'll head back to 21. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 32.
Now we're back, Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, we got those hunting and fishing passes to give away. Let me see those, Jeff, would you? That's great. I'll get them up off the floor now. I'll be back in just a minute.
Got stone hands over there.
They hit me in the face with them. What's going on next weekend? Starts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Folks, if you're going down there and can use a pass, we'd like to save you $8 a piece. We're going to catch up with somebody, a couple people next week to talk about this. I've been to it before. If you're into that sort of thing, you're looking for a summer vacation, your kids are into fishing and boating and want to, you know, take a trip to, I mean, somewhere else, and they've got great, great people, booths all over set up to visit with you, boats, RVs, they've got it all. River City Hunting and Fishing RV and Boat Expo. We'll get you in the gate, save you $8 a piece. Call now, 888-455-3776. If you're going to use them, we'll certainly give them to you. Jeff will talk to you back there and get you taken care of. He can mail them to you if you're a long ways away. If you're on the eastern edge of our listing area, no big deal.
Where is the eastern edge of the listing area? Aurora?
No, you fast out, I think, on 1550. We've sat in the Haymarket Park and just bare, you know, so I think Seward or... Somebody from Fremont yesterday called and got some. That's interesting. Okay, back to the NFL a little bit.
Back to the NFL.
You are into the Tebow mania.
I love Tebow mania.
See, it's not that I don't dislike Tim Tebow. I just wish there's other things to talk. I mean, when I look up the side deal on ESPN and the SportsCenter deal that tells you what's coming up, and it's six things out of the next eight are Tebow. I'm like, seriously?
But look how he's handled it. I mean, he's handled it the right way. He deflects attention. He's articulate. I just look at it from the standpoint of, with all that we have to cover in the last 5 years with athletes, sex scandals to Jerry Sandusky to Tiger Woods to Kobe Bryant to NFL players running over pedestrians, this is honestly... an awesome story. It's like everybody, like Colin Cowherd has said earlier, everybody's waiting for the kid to screw up. You know, come out that he's got a meth problem or, you know what I mean? Just something.
The pictures with him and the girls like Matt Leinart had.
Yes. Just something. Yeah. And even Rick Riley said it today earlier when I was listening to ESPN, what's wrong with you? You know, and I think at the end of the day, I don't want to say nobody's perfect. I think he will admit to that. But I don't think there's anything wrong with the attention that we're finally giving to somebody who does something right. In a nation that only focuses on all the negatives that are going on in this world, why not celebrate Tim Tebow?
Second most sold jerseys next to Aaron Rodgers. That, to me, is baffling in itself.
I know how hard
How is that? I mean, Aaron Rodgers, an established quarterback, been around for years and years, picking up legions of fans every year, winning the Super Bowl. Tim Tebow, in his infancy.
This is the thing that I would like to say is that we have our banquet coming up, shameless plug, on January. On January the 28th, our UNK Upper Deck Club banquet. And I tried to get a Tebow jersey for the banquet, and my wife said no one will want it.
I think you're right. Wife's wrong.
Oh, I'm totally right.
And I did not mean to say that you're.
Your wife said my wife.
No, that was I slipped. I think she may be mistaken. Well, I apologize, Mrs. Day, Jessica. I am so sorry that came out of my mouth.
But no, now we tried to go back like last week after the playoff game to get it. Yeah, it went from like 180 to like $900. You can get Florida stuff autographed pretty inexpensively, but. We're very excited that we do have a Jeter framed autographed jersey at this year's banquet.
Did you know somebody to get that?
I know somebody to know somebody.
Nice.
Actually, a group of parents here in Kearney had gotten that one for us. So now that does not come from the Big 62. But
okay.
It does not. No, the some parents got together and through somehow they got it for us, and we're excited about that and grateful for that. But then. I'm sure that the big fellow will be sending his annual box of goodies to auction off.
How is the Big 62? Have you talked to him at all?
Yeah, he's doing well. He's doing real well.
You getting ready to spring training? And
yeah, focused, ready to roll. So
healthy?
Yeah. I mean, he's doing really well. I mean.
Super.
Yeah, so we're excited for him about that. So.
Well, we're gonna pick the NFL games. We gotta take another break, he tells me. And we'll pick the NFL games and wrap this up. Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $297 or more, plus free haul away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through January 25th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Chunky Soup presents the game called Your Life. Today, you tackle the garage. You rush to the store, and you will receive a text. And for that NFL-sized hunger, you eat like a pro. Chunky Sirloin Burger with Country Vegetable Soup. The burgers and potatoes you love, but low in fat. And that's how you win this game. Until tonight, when you finally kick off your shoes. Campbell's Chunky. It's amazing what soup can do.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Who knows? Maybe the Fargo Force coming to town is the closest thing we get to having winter this year. But one thing is sure, in order to reach the USHL playoffs, the Tri-City Storm have a very narrow margin for error. So every game in the regular season from here on out is already like the playoffs. Listen in as the Storm hosts the Fargo Force Friday on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And Saturday on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. Skip Barry with the call, 6:45 pregame.
Mostly lingering cloud cover, followed by some breaks of sun developing during the day today. Could still see a few flurries in some areas early as well, followed by highs of 39 with wind staying out of the west. Tonight, we'll head back to 21. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley. Right now, it's 32.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy's show. You know you're tired of those electric repair, pivot repair hassles, failed gearboxes, micro switches when you least expect it. Never comes the day after an inch and a half rain. It always comes when it's 105 and that wind is dead calm. That's why you need to experience the T&L difference. Hydrostatically powered, designed, safe, and proven, and eliminates the hassles for you. They can do the whole GPS deal, get as complicated as you want, or you can go back to the manual speed and direction control. Be if you're the old school guy, just wants a pivot that works great for your farming operation, they've got that too. Call your local T&L dealer or T&L Irrigation Company today. The choice is simple. They've been doing it for over 55 years. Irrigation excellence, T&L Irrigation Systems. Check them out today. Coach, it's time to pick these games. Saints at the 49ers. Let's start with that one.
Saints.
I am going to pick an upset here. I think the 49ers find a way at home. Great defense, people. Great defense. Pitching beats hitting. Defense beats offense. Is that what they say?
Good pitching stops good hitting.
Okay.
But I don't think San Francisco can stop Drew Brees.
Okay, fair enough. Broncos or Patriots?
Broncos.
Wow.
Believe, baby.
Patriots end this Tebow magic run. Texans, Ravens.
Ravens.
You know what? Just a T.J. Yates is great. You know, as good as he's done for filling in for Matt Schaub. If Matt Schaub and everybody's up and going, I think they'd have a legitimate chance. But I think the Ravens too powerful right now, and I think they find a way.
I think that to put a rookie in a playoff situation against the Ravens defense, yeah.
Giants at Packers.
Packers.
Packers. You know what? If anybody's on a roll, it's the Giants, the way their defense is playing. But I got to take Green Bay at home. I think that's too much for the Giants. Finally, going to come back to reality a little bit.
I really want to see the Packers Saints, and I want to see what Brees can do on the frozen tundra.
You have a buddy that's got the Giants at 60-1. It's interesting right now.
Yeah, got a lot of games before they get to there.
Well, more.
Yeah, but they do look a lot like the Packers did last year.
Found a way to get in, and now they're making it happen. So
as long as you get there, that's what you got to do. You can't win it unless you get there. So,
give another plug to your Upper Deck banquet, January 28th.
January 28th, Eunice Hospitality.
Somebody wants to get a ticket, what do they got to do?
Email myself at dadd@unk.edu. Or unkbaseball2012@gmail.com, either way.
If you didn't get that, call the baseball office.
Call the baseball office or get a hold of Peter Yazvak. He'll take care of you. So we're excited. Excited. Celebrating our 2011 championship team. They'll get their rings that night. So
nice.
Exciting time. So thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, you get about a lot of the players going to be there, obviously, with only 2 weeks.
We'll introduce the 2012 team. We're recognizing the Little League state championship teams and the team that went all the way on to Indianapolis. So
cool.
Kind of a celebration of baseball for a night.
January 28th, they'd appreciate your support out there at the Unis Event Center. They do a great job every year. I've been there the last couple. I just have another obligation that night. I can't make it, but love to see you have your support out there. January 28th, call the baseball office. Get a hold of call the athletic department. They will steer you in the right direction on how to get tickets for that. Hey, I want to thank Stu Possible's Normal World Herald. I want to thank Damon Day for sitting in, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Back to the grind. Back to baseball practice this afternoon. You got outside today, aren't you?
We will be outside today.
Outside today. They're going to be doing it all year long. February 11th, opener for the Lopers.
Denver, Colorado.
All right, we'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.